Welcome to Face to Face. Being a trailblazer is not an easy thing to be, especially in a time when one's ethnicity was critical to success or failure. Corpus Christi native Bobby Smith outlines his success in the sport of football, despite the odds. Former sportscaster Tessa Barrera talks with Smith about his life.
I was one of the first to integrate the schools here in Corpus in 1954. I went to Miller High School. And at that time, my first year sports, and we only had two blacks on the football team at Miller High School. And I was the first black to make All-State in the state of Texas back in that day. And when I graduated from Miller High School, I got something like 81 scholarships. And I couldn't go to but three schools here in the state of Texas. They would let blacks go to college. It came down to the University of Michigan and North Texas State, and they wasn't fully integrated. So I chose North Texas, and I thought, and today, that's probably the best decision I ever made in my life. Everybody wanted to give me cars. They want to give me different stuff. This guy from North Texas came, he said, I want you, this is what I can do. He said, I can't give you nothing. So, and I told my mother and I said, he said, but you get your degree if you go to class. Now, you can get your degree anywhere you go to school if you go to class and do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I think I'm going to North Texas State. And I told my mother, I mean, back in the day, you know, with the segregation going on, your parents didn't want you. They want you to get away, you know, where you maybe thought you'd do something.
Yeah.
And so I went up there. And when I got there, I got everything I wanted.
What were your specialties? What were your...
Well, I could run, you know, and back in high school, I ran back in that day, I ran a 9600, you know.
Wow.
I could run. That's all I ever did.
You had all these scholarships, but you could only go to a couple because only a couple of the colleges were integrated.
That's right.
Would you play all white teams?
Yeah.
Did you always know that you were good enough to go pro? I mean, was that just like, or were you thinking, am I good enough? What was that like?
I wanted to go pro from the first time I put on that Crested uniform. I said I was going to go pro and just watch Jim Brown and all these guys. I'd be like them.
Yeah.
I set my goal that this is what I wanted to be. And that's one thing that I've tried to teach my kids. I've always set my goals. And I'll never say the word, I can't.
So I'm a Latina and I'm a woman and I'm in sports news and, you know, I, like you, want to be the best at what I do. So It will end this with, I want you, you've got all the experience. I want your best advice for someone like me who's trying to go to the top of what I'm doing.
Well, I watch you and you're doing a pretty good job.
Thanks.
You know, and I was shocked the other day when I talked with you. And I told my wife I was going to miss you. I said, you know who I'm talking about? Who don't? You know. So, you know. And she's not really a sport person that much, you know. But I think you do a good job.
I want to thank you so much for just hanging out with me today. I think this was a good time.
It's been a good time, and I really enjoyed being here with you.
Perseverance, good attitude, being at peace with accomplishments. We should all be so lucky with that result. Face to face.